Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. And can you believe we're starting off year number 6 of this, Craig?
Yes. It's gone by so fast. Between the end of
6 years,
season 5 and the beginning of season, so I'm ready to go.
And you've been with me for about a year. And like I said, or like you said, 6 years is just totally flown by. But enough about that. This is our first show since November 19th. So we've had a little over a month off. And I'll be honest, I don't know about you, but I needed this break.
Me too. Especially how I was telling you how I missed a lot of work days in December because I was sick.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm happy I'm healed and ready to start season 6 off with a bang.
Exactly. We've got sort of a special show for everybody out there today to kick off the year. It's always a treat whenever we can have fellow interviewers on the show, which admittedly isn't very often. But today we've got Katie Kapp joining us. We'll talk with Katie about her career and what's coming up for her in 2018. So, what do you say I bring on the guest?
Let's start.
And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Katie Kapp to the show. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Okay, we're doing great.
Doing great.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm actually traveling on my way to another event right now, so you guys caught me just the right time. But how was your holiday season?
It was good. As I was telling Craig, our last show of last year was November 19th, so we've been off for a little over a month, and I honestly miss it.
That's definitely a long period of time to be off. I mean, I know I'm an interviewer also, so I know how that is, especially taking time off. I mean, sometimes, even though you love doing it so much, you need to take that time for yourself to regroup and plan on what you're going to do in the next year coming, especially because 2018 is going to be such a great year.
We already have 13 shows booked for this month, Katie, and with you being the first.
Yeah, it's going to be
start the best off with the first off with best. You know what I'm saying? The best for last. It's the opposite with you.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Yeah, I've done a couple podcasts here and there. I'm very used to me asking the questions, so it makes me very anxious when I'm in the seat because, like I said, I'm the one usually making up the questions. I already know what I'm going to ask, and it's definitely different being on the other end.
I'm the same way. I mean, I've been doing this this is the start of the 6th year for me, and I'm so used to asking questions. Like, I've done a couple of interviews. I've done a couple of live interviews where I was being interviewed. It's so much different than doing the interview. It's so much more nerve-wracking. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was just saying that I've been on the other side of things myself, and it's more nerve-wracking being interviewed than doing interviewing. It's so much more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's definitely way different, and I love what you guys are doing, though. I love the fact fact that you're bringing on different people, too. That's really what we're going to prepare for in the 2018 year now that we are on the second day of 2018. We've been very busy gearing up. We just started a magazine. I don't know if you guys know. I think you do, Murph, that they call me Female Secrets Within Town and in the industry. And that was kind of my co-writing name for a while now, my like ghostwriting for journalism. And we're starting up a magazine now that's going to be called You Are Social. So it's going to encompass not only the music industry, but the entertainment industry and everything within it. So it's going to be managers, music industry professionals, people that maybe not, don't necessarily like get the shine that they are supposed to be getting. Like, let's say you like a certain riff on a certain song, and that guitar player is going to be in our magazine. It's literally going to be for everybody. And I'm partnering up with my friend Lindsay Merrill, and now my business partner, and she's incredible. She's the one that's been taking all my photos. She's an incredible photographer in town, and I kind of stole her before anybody else was able to grab her. One of the nicest, sweetest people and most talented people I've ever met.
I have a feeling the way you stole her was probably so quick. Like, you drive by her house and just grab her, throw her in your car, and boom, she was hired?
Yeah. Exactly. That's how it happened.
That's fine. And speaking from one interviewer to another, I have a lot of respect for you and what you do in this industry.
Wait, I'm sorry, you broke up? You have a what?
I have a lot of respect for you and what you do in this industry.
Thank you so much.
I know you mentioned you're known as a female secretist around town. How did that moniker start up?
I lived in Miami when I started in the industry. I started off just going to concerts and going to events, and I started becoming friends with a lot of the people that were kind of behind the scenes. So I would hang out with, like, managers or tour managers and their band and stuff like that, and I really bonded with those people because those are the people that, one, maybe were not the most talented. I mean, the band obviously is very talented, but when it comes to, like, singing and stuff like that, I can't do any of that. I think it's amazing if somebody can carry a tune in a bucket. I think it's the most incredible thing that has ever, happened, I guess. That's why I appreciate and champion the artists so much, because for me, if I could do that, I would want somebody backing me the amount of times that I back other people. And there's just so many talented people that don't really get the recognition that they deserve. So when I was 15, I was in high school, and I would just go to events. I would start off as a fan. I would just literally go everywhere to every event. And I got this little nickname around my high school as Female Seacrest because I would just meet a bunch of, like, famous people, basically. I worked at a radio station in Miami, and that opened up a lot of doors for me and was really incredible experience, and I got to work and learn how to work with bigger people and how the industry kind of worked out on the radio side, which was nice because now being in the music industry and actually working here full-time in Nashville, it makes it a lot easier when I'm communicating with that kind of side of stuff. So it started off as kind of like a joke. And as, like, these kids that didn't really like me in high school because I was meeting all these famous people, they, like, would call me Female Seacrest as, like, it's a bad thing. And so I was like, you know what? What's the best thing to do is to take your negative and turn it into a positive. And if you guys follow me on social media and stuff like that, you guys know I'm a very positive person. So I just took that, and I was like, you know what? We're going to roll with it. And I hope Ryan Seacrest someday meets me.
I hope so, too. And for me, it's a morning without seeing you on Instagram is like not having a cup of coffee in the morning. That's how much I see you. And it's, like, very inspiring to see how bubbly you are, you know, how you communicate with all these other artists, such as, I don't know, April and Olivia, and even Casey Cady, who I've seen you with, and she came from New Jersey, where I currently live. So it's great how you're so bubbly, giggly, friendly, have so much energy. And I think all the other people know this around you, and they get the same, you know, energy too, confidence, with being able to talk without being afraid of what's going to happen, and then just blending together. And it's very inspiring and enjoying to see, if that makes any sense.
Thank you so much.
Got ladies, Katie, Cody?
Yes.
All right. Cody, Cody can't hear. Cody, are you there?
Oh, I think we lost him.
All right.
Did we lose him?
We lost him, yes. And since he is the one who's orchestrating the interviews, I want him to be the one to, like, reconnect and restart up.
Okay.
So is it okay if we come, like,
do I just call back his number?
In 4 minutes, call this number
I'll call back.
Okay. Right, see you then.
Bye.
I'm not going to continue the interview. I don't want to continue. Look, so to continue. Otherwise, tell Katie. Katie, I don't know what. All right.
All right, y'all, I'm back. Sorry for that, I'm back. Sorry about that, I'm back. I have no idea what happened.
Oh, you're good.
I have no idea what happened, I'm back. For some weird, strange reason, you were talking and all of a sudden it just copped out on me. I was like, wait, what's going on here? But anyway, we're back.
Yeah, we're at least we're back. That's the important part, is that you picked it back up right where we left off.
This is true. You know, and that's actually never happened to me before. So I was kind of freaking out.
Hey, well, at least I understand the struggle. It's happened before in live interviews for me. It's how you deal with the situation that proves that you're a good interviewer. Again, we're back up now.
That's true, we're back on. So before we were so rudely interrupted by Blog Talk, what were you saying?
I think I was just telling you guys about how I basically got my start and how Female Secrets came about. And long story short, I've talked about it on other blogs and stuff like that. I was made fun of basically for meeting a bunch of really famous people just because I worked I worked at a radio station when I interned when I was 15. So I did that for about 2 years. And then it was like not normal because I'm from Miami. And in Miami, it wasn't really normal in the little suburb that I was from that people were like meeting all these people and they're like, how do you do this? And then so like my reputation at school, I was like this nerdy kid that had AP classes and like was super nerd, super like involved in school and stuff. And then I had this like night life / night reputation of meeting famous people. So I was kind of like Hannah Montana, but for like the music industry. And it was kind of weird in a journalistic sense. So yeah, and they started calling me Female Secrets as like a joke to like make fun of me. And then, like I said before, I just kind of turned it into a positive because, like I said before, I'm a very positive person. So I was like, hey, that's the next best thing. And, yeah, we were just rolled with it.
Nice. Now, before we go any further, I've just got to say this. Your Insta stories are like the stuff of legends.
Thank you. I've heard that a lot, actually.
Yes, I was telling you could write books about them, Katie.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's just
bored,
normally.
When you could charge admission. $0.25 to hear, to see Katie hanging out with April, Sierra, Andrew Bees, and all these other songwriters. It's a lot of fun to see it.
Yeah, I used to vlog, and I turned away from vlogging because vlogging takes a lot more time to edit and put together, even though it's a bigger kind of thing. But when Instagram came out, InstaStory, I was like, what do I need to vlog if I can, or vlog if I can take people along with me the second it happens? So I kind of took a backseat on vlogging, but we might start that back up in 2018 again.
I think I would love to see more live feeds. Trust me, as long as I'm available, I'll be there anytime.
And yes, I did watch that entire 30-minute Insta story about your recap of 2017. I watched the entire thing.
Oh wow, you are dedicated.
I saw it all too, Katie. Trust me, there's no way I wouldn't miss the full story. Every picture was like a chapter.
It was really funny because I didn't know InstaStory has like a limit. So I actually did that whole 2017 recap. And then as I'm doing it, I went back to go watch it to make sure it was all uploading. It took me 3 hours to do it, like to go through, find everything, upload it. As I'm doing it, I go back and it says that I'm in June, even though I was like, it deleted January because I had so many posts. So I guess there's like a limit of like 100 Insta stories that you can do, which I've now discovered.
I wanted to ask you, since you've covered how A Female Secret came about, did you always know that you wanted to work in the industry in some capacity?
Yes and no. I was supposed to be a veterinarian up until I was 17. So I went to high school at this West Broward High School, shout out, in Florida, and it had a technical program. It was a veterinary technical program that I was in. I was a certified vet assistant by the time I was a junior in high school. So I worked for 2 years as a certified vet assistant for large animal and small animal. So I worked with horses, dogs, like literally anything that was an animal I worked with. And I got in a really bad car accident in my senior year of high school that left me with a metal plate and 20 screws in my arm. I had to flip my car into a canal, and it almost killed me. So I was all set up throughout high school to go to Auburn University. I got my acceptance letters a week after my car accident into like all of my dream colleges, like University of Pennsylvania, University of Florida, Auburn, like the top of the top. And I'd always dabbled in music industry stuff, but I always did it as like a side thing because both my parents are network marketers, and I was taught, like, you need to have, like, a legit career. You need to have something that you can fall back on. You need to have something that pays your bills. So I grew up thinking that way. And then thinking that, I'm like, okay, well, what's the best thing I could do that's a legit job? And at that time in Florida, I mean, everybody wanted to be a veterinarian. So I loved animals. I have a beagle at home. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be a vet. So I was good at it. I was smart enough to do the classes. I was top of my class. And I went through it, got certified and everything. I'm still certified. So if you guys need a dog watcher or something, I got you. And when I got in my car accident, it kind of left me kind of depressed and unknowing of what I was going to do in my next year, because due to this incapability of my arm, like, now I can't restrain animals. I can't do a lot of things that I would have been able to do when I was 16, 15, before I got in the accident. So I immediately went, okay, what's my next move? I went to school for a year at Florida National University. I lived on campus. I absolutely hated it. I was a marketing major because that was my next thing was, okay, my parents are networked marketers. I've got to be somewhat good at marketing. I'd already been running Twitter accounts, and I'd already been working in the industry just for extra cash. And just because I was a fan of people, I just wanted to see people succeed. And I had become friends with a lot of people locally too. So I started working with a couple artists downtown in South Florida, and that's how I got my foot in the door. And then they kept asking me, and they're like, well, why don't you just do this for your job? Like, I don't understand. And I kept saying, well, this isn't a real job. Like, this doesn't make sense. So, I mean, there was always that secret, like, Hannah Montana lifestyle that I wanted, but I knew realistically that I needed to be able to make real money. And, I mean, for me, I mean, I am making real money now, but at the time I didn't think that it was what it is now. So it took me a while to figure that out, and then I dropped out of school, which I don't recommend. You guys should all go to college. If you're listening to this, stay in school. I'm all about that. My mom was a teacher. I'm all about that. I'm still going to school now. I do online school, though, so that I can make my own hours, basically, can become my own boss.
Is that Broward School that you still have in your Facebook profile? Is that the online school?
Broward College? Yes.
Broward.
Yes.
And you're still taking marketing classes?
Yes. I'm getting 2 degrees. I'm getting 1 degree. That's a marketing degree with a minor in music business, and the second degree is a journalism degree with a minor in music education.
Well. So then, I'm guessing you do this probably in the morning, early afternoon, and then at night, is this when you start your paying job, which is, I guess, going to all these shows and setting up all these interviews?
So what I do is, I do online school. Online school is very different than going to actual college. You don't have to sit in classes. You can teach yourself on your own time, do your own thing. So what I generally do is the beginning of the semester, I'll take 2 weeks. I'll work throughout my schedule, my normal music industry schedule, and I get up 5 a.m. every morning. So no matter what, I'm up early and I'm up late, and then I sleep for about 2 hours, and then I do it all again the next day. Early bird literally gets the worm. So I'll get up and I'll do school for about 3 hours, depending on what I have. But what I'll do in the beginning of the semester is I'll finish all of my coursework so that all I have to worry about down the line is my quizzes, my testing, and all the stuff that has datelines to it, and everything else is turned in already.
That's cool.
That's very impressive.
That is awesome.
So right now, the job that you're doing, the Female Seacrest job, and then you're starting up the magazine, this is what your income is from? Will you make?
Yes. I found out that I'm really good at social media, really good at branding and marketing. So I work with different musical artists, independent and label represented, to basically build their social media following, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever they want. And I've been doing that since I've been doing social media since I was 13. It started with like Justin Bieber fan account, and it evolved into what is my job today, which is ironic. So little by little I learned.
That's
yeah.
Cool. I wanted to ask, you've gotten a chance to sit down and talk with some of the newer artists in the industry, like Mo Pitney, High Valley, a bunch of big name people. And I know this is probably a loaded question because I hate when people ask me this question, but who's been your favorite interview so far?
Oh, wow, that's hard. it depends on the day. What video am I editing today? Because they're all my favorite for different reasons. I mean, you have some of them, as you guys know, as interviewers. You have some that are very bland, and you just have to do it to get through it because you know it's a good feature. And then you have some that are so personable and so interactive. And, like, I do games on for my interviews also. So we have, like, a section called Female Secret Secrets, and we'll do a rapid-fire quick question section, and a lot of artists will do it, and then there's some artists that are like, no, I don't like not knowing what I'm going to answer, basically. But that's honestly the most fun, is when you can get people off their toes. So I don't know. I mean, I interviewed Hunter Hayes, like fetus Hunter Hayes, like it was like 2009. And I asked him my signature question, which I think a lot of interviewers have that one question that is their question. I've owned this question for now, like since I was 15, I think, since I was working at the radio station, because one of my mentors at the time told me I needed to make one up. So I made one up. And it's, if you had to be a chair for the rest of your life and have one person sit in you, who would it be? And Hunter Hayes said that he would want to be a couch in Stevie Wonder's recording studio. So I think that that's my one of my most memorable today.
That's
he would
cool.
be a couch in Stevie Wonder's studio. Interesting. It's like being a spy at the same time.
Yeah. As an interviewer, my go-to question, well, I have a few of them, but the question I always have to ask is this, and I'll ask you too. If you could go back and change anything about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could change any interview?
If you could change anything, I mean, whether it's a dream interview that you've always wanted, a gift you've always wanted, what would it be?
Oh, dream interview ever. Probably Ryan Seacrest. If I could interview anybody, because I think it'd be cool to interview the interviewer, kind of like what we are doing now, but Ryan Seacrest is my end-all, be-all idol. I've met Cody Allen from CMT and Katie Cook, and they're absolutely incredible and really supportive of everything within the music industry and the country music industry, and they were two of my big idols. And then another idol of mine was Scooter Braun, and I got to sit down and talk to Scooter Braun. He manages a few artists in within the industry, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Rickson. There's a bunch about Tori Kelly. Like, he's got a roster that's incredible, and I was able to sit down with him for about an hour, and he really is what pushed me, I guess, into really making the music industry my career for the rest of my life. And that was right after my car accident, at a turning point that I didn't know what I was doing next. And I met him at a hotel. It was really random. I met him in the lobby waiting for our valet. And that was probably the best thing ever. But I would say definitely my interview that I would do is Ryan Seacrest.
Awesome.
The show could be called Seacrest and Seacrest.
That's it.
You'd be female Seacrest.
Seacrest squared.
That's it.
Over the course of the past, like 6 years, I've gotten to do a bunch of interviews myself. And I'm like you. I mean, I hate interviews where you're just like, it's just like a guest has heard these questions a million times before. So I'll try and ask questions to get to know the guest on a more personal level.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of my favorite. Favorite interviews ever, and I was literally shaking during this interview. I was literally just shaking. Was before we got into music, the show was a soap opera show for about a year and a half. So, and we covered General Hospital. So, I don't know if you're a soap fan or not, but we get to interview Mara West one time, who is one of the sweetest ladies ever. And, I mean, I was over here thinking, the entire time I'm thinking, is this actually my life right now? Is this actually happening?
Yeah, that's incredible. I get that almost every single day when I wake up in the morning and I don't have to go put on actual clothes. I can wear my pajamas to work. Mm-hmm. I do, like, school, social media the first, like, 6 hours of my day, and the rest of the day is either meetings or networking events at night or events for my clients, photo shoots, whatever's going on that day. So I definitely get that a lot. I get the whole, like, is this really my life? I've had a couple moments, like, we went to the CMAs this year, and it's just weird, especially being around your peers and people that you really honor and respect. That's the biggest, like, most humbling experience that I've ever experienced. So I absolutely can compare myself with that to you, too.
Oh.
Agreed. And
I was in,
and
what if
and my end all be all with this radio show is to make it to the red carpet on the CMA Awards one day. That's it for me, you know.
Yeah, you can get there. Like, trust me, you got to start from somewhere. I mean, I had my website. I had the domain for femalesecrest.com for about 3 years before I actually did anything with it. And then after my car accident, that's when I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? And I was going through, like, physical therapy for 5 months, and I had nothing better to do. So I just started writing, and that was my way of, instead of going to concerts, since I was unable, I was handicapped from it, I would just look online and see what I could write about, and I would indulge myself in that and then share it. And I would share it through Twitter and stuff like that, and that's how Female Secret started to grow. So, and like I said, everybody starts somewhere. I mean, this is a great way to start.
And I think, and I'm sure that you feel this way too. I think the country music industry, more than any genre of music, from the artists to the insiders to the fans, are some of the best people in this world.
Sorry, you broke up a little bit. What'd you say?
I said, and I'm sure you probably feel the same way, but I think that the country music industry, the artists, the fans, the insiders are some of the best people in this world, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I worked in pop R&B when I first started in the industry, which a lot of people don't even know because now I live in Nashville and now I go to country shows. But that's like the best thing is I know all genres. I know all different sides of the industry since I've been in it now for 7 years and done everything that you could possibly do. I've done the rat work. I've done the great things and I've done the really bad things. So it's definitely country music has the best fans. And the artists are just so much nicer. Not saying that I don't have a lot of really good pop friends and people who are really passionate and care about their fans, stuff like that, which there are. But country music, there's just a family aspect of it, and that's what I really love, and that's what I've always been searching for within music. And I've always loved country music for the lyrical content of it, but it was like, oh, okay, well, how am I going to make a living on that? And I lived in Miami. So in Miami, you got, like, Latin music, you got rap, and you got pop.
Rap.
That's pretty much it. So my end-all be-all was, okay, well, eventually. So I actually lived in Atlanta for a year with an ex-artist I used to work with. And it was a great experience and everything. He was a pop R&B kid. But then I switched over. I moved back home to Miami. I lived in Orlando a little bit, and then I moved to Nashville last year in May because I just decided one day, I was like, you know what, it's going to be my next place, and I just moved up here with nothing, didn't have a car, didn't have anything. Moved up here and then busted my butt to get where I am now, and finally have been able to become my own boss once again in January of this year.
I think
Sweet.
That's an ideal position, Katie. It's all, your hard work is paid off, and you have still many more hurdles to overcome, which I'm confident that you will in time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
So you've literally done it all in the industry, aside from being an artist yourself. You've literally done it all. So
yes, I can't sing, can't play anything, not actually talented.
So what's next for you? What's coming up for you in 2018?
Well, we've got a lot going on for 2018, especially for You Are Social. It's going to be our new LLC that we're starting up. Female Seacrest will be my, like I said, ghostwriting name, and You Are Social will be the magazine entity, and we're going to make it kind of big, a big deal. I'm hoping we get there. I know I have a great support team. I have great writers on the magazine, and I have some great interns that are helping me out too, from Nashville, Chicago, New York, Florida, like everywhere. So I know it's just going to be as successful, if not more, than Female Seacrest has been. And for 2018, actually this weekend, we're going to be in Chicago. We're going to Good Times Live. My friend Michael West actually runs it. And it's a social media influencer kind of tour. And they invited me to come out to speak and also do interviews for that. So we'll be out for that from Friday to Monday. And then we are preparing to release the magazine in March of this year.
Oh, nice. That's very quick. Turn around.
While you're in Chicago, you've got to go to a Giordano's Pizza.
I've been in Chicago before. Literally the best pizza I've ever had in my life. I'm taking home today to enjoy Chicago on Sunday. So I actually asked my Instagram followers and my Facebook followers for some recommendations, and y'all have been coming in hot with all the recommends. So we're going to pack it out with a bunch of stuff for Chicago as possible, because last time I was there, I was only there for like 3 hours and I couldn't really do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to be a tourist this time.
But this pizza, for anybody out there that doesn't know, this pizza is literally nearly as big as the table. It's just freaking awesome.
I'm going to want to go to Chicago if you keep talking about the pizza. I'm hungry.
Do it, Craig. Do it. Do it, buddy.
Yeah, with Katie there, that's the perfect opportunity. No, I wish I could.
Hey, listen. We've only got about 5 minutes left, but I wanted to tell you that first of all, thank you for putting up with our slight technical difficulties over here.
Oh, you're fine. It's fine.
secondly, if there's ever anything that we can do for you here on the show, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And again, this has been so much fun for me as an interviewer to kind of pick the brain of a fellow interviewer. This has been so much fun for me.
For having me on here. I mean, like I said, I love spreading the education quality of the music industry, and not only, like I said, shining light on the artists and stuff like that, but 2018 is going to be a great year.
Absolutely. And like I said, you're always welcome back on the show anytime.
And I'm down anytime you want. Like I said, just message me and I got you.
Oh,
awesome.
Thank
you. I'll definitely be keeping up with you on Instagram and watching those 30-minute-long Instagram stories of yours.
Perfect. That's what they're there for. So you guys can be along there with me.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward now to seeing the whole reel of 2018, similar to what you just did with 17.
Oh,
yeah,
boy,
I don't think I'm going to do that again this year.
It's going to be epic, so I'm pretty sure. But, hey, I think I'm going to I'll let you go and kind of wrap things up here. But before we do go, I kind of picked this up from one of my broadcasting heroes, Dan Rather. Is there anything that we haven't talked about today that you would have liked us to talk about?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Awesome.
I have one question. Cody.
Okay, go ahead,
can I ask
buddy.
One final question? Very full.
Yes, go ahead, buddy.
I just wanted to ask Katie that when either Cody or I are in Nashville, I'm going to be there in the latter part of the month. Is there a way that we'd be able to see you at a show that you attend?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm literally everywhere, so if you don't run into me, then I'm doing my job wrong.
So, all right, I guess we'll just inbox you and hopefully work something out to run into you.
Hopefully,
yeah, absolutely.
I only live about 3 hours west of Nashville, so I'm pretty much in and out of Nashville every chance I get. So that's not my favorite city in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just hit me up whenever y'all are in town. I mean, like I said, I love Nashville.
Awesome.
And I encourage as many people as possible to come here whenever they can.
Oh, yes. There was actually one a final question I had for you. Well, it's not really a question, but more of kind of like a wow in a moment. You were actually in a Walker Hayes' You Broke Up With Me video, weren't you?
Yes, I was. The back of my head is featured.
I remember you saying something about that either on Twitter or a Facebook or Instagram. I remember you saying something about that. And every time it gets to the bar scene where it shows the back of people's heads, I always think, Katie's in there somewhere.
Yes, I definitely am there. I've actually been in probably, I think, like 30 music videos now that it's been the back of my head, just because usually either the artist I'm working with needs, like, stand-ins, or it's just, like, friends of mine. Like, that scenario was just a friend of mine was working with Walker and invited me to come out. So a lot of times that's just another part of my job is just, like, showing face and supporting, like I said, the artist from the second that they start, whether they have a big social following or they have a big Spotify following, whatever, big fan base, to the point that they get signed. That's actually my favorite thing to do is just watch them grow and be able to be there for all the champions.
Same here.
And the highs and lows and everything.
Same here. There is literally no better feeling in this world, to me at least, than supporting a up-and-coming artist.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree.
I've been covering the music industry for, this is going on my fourth year of covering the music industry, specifically country music, and I cannot tell you how many people I've become friends with in this industry. It's just mind-blowing at times.
Yeah, I agree. Like, literally, everybody is so nice in this industry. I mean, okay, I said this industry, but in the country music industry rather than the pop, R&B, even though, like, it's very dog-eat-dog in that industry, especially for a female like me, like myself. So country music, even though women aren't the biggest part of it yet, we are definitely getting up there, and that's another big thing that I'm a champion of is women can do literally everything a man can do, and I love the fact that all the women country singers are now getting some recognition, and it's definitely well-deserved, and the women behind that, too, behind all the big guys, like Luke Bryan's manager and all that stuff, like, there's so many people that just deserve all kinds of recognition, so we're going to definitely be doing that in 2018 with this new magazine also.
Agreed, and And I actually host another show called Indie Country Radio. I'm sure you've probably seen some of the tweets and the Instagram posts or whatever, you know. I will play a lot of females on the show. I'll play a lot of women because, I mean, I'm a big supporter of the ladies myself. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome.
I think the female artists are more appreciative of the fans. Even though the men are, of course, I just feel that the female artists, you know, they don't take it for granted, the fan support. I think that there's more of a connection. That's from what I've experienced as a country fan. I could be wrong, but that also makes it more enjoyable to interview and support the female artists as well.
Yeah, like I know quite a few. I actually have worked with quite a few country artists that are male that are so support. Like they're so into their fans. That's what's important to them. But I know understand what you're saying about how females. I just feel like females are more open to it too. And they're just I guess the country fan base is more female anyway. So unless you get to like all the bro country, which is like Florida Georgia Line, Brantley Gilbert, all that stuff, that's mostly male based, obviously. But when you get to the other stuff,
right.
I mean, I think there's a nice mixture, but I think that as time goes on, I feel like men are more and more involved with their careers and with their fans, and I feel like that shows over social media and stuff like that also.
I agree. I think that's probably going to wrap things up for us. So, again, I thank you for taking nearly an hour of your time to do this.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, it's been an honor, Katie.
So much fun talking to y'all, and we're actually headed into a music video shoot right now, or actually a TV shoot, I think, for CMT.
Yeah.
So I'm actually got to go, but it was so great talking to you guys, and like I said, anytime you guys need me, just DM me.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later, Katie, okay?
Okay, you guys, y'all have a great day.
You too. Enjoy the shoot.
You too. Bye. Wow, that was fun.
Yes,
that was
exceeded by expectations. She's very, very
minus
friendly.
Minus the difficulties, that was so much fun. She was great.
Yes.
You know, and
she was terrific. I can't wait to have her back on the show.
And like I told her, it doesn't happen often, but it's always great when we have a fellow interviewers on the show. It's always so much fun.
It is. With two people that interview, so when one trades roles, you know, it's a little bit more challenging, but I think they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely enjoyed it. And we
enjoyed
it as well.
I'll let you go too and wrap up here, but we do have a show tomorrow. So I'll talk to you then, buddy.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, Cody.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview, minus the technical difficulties, with Katie Kalp. Tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Erin Enderlin joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.